A chapel dedicated to St. Vitus already existed in the 1600s on the road leading to Palombayo, and in the 1752 Land Registry of Palo del Colle, it is registered as Cappella del Glorioso San Vito, Chapel of the Glorious St. Vitus. In 1921, however, a church was built in his honour, thanks to the donations of Francesco Muscatiello, who wished to fulfil the wishes of an ancestor, miraculously healed by the saint. The church finds itself in a populous neighbourhood today and was given the title of parish by the Archbishop of Bari, Monsignor Augusto Curi, in 1931. In 1981, on the 50th anniversary of the parish, benefactors donated 8 bells to the church to call the faithful to prayer. The gable facade is inspired by the Puglia Romanic style and displays a harmonious geometry. 3 rose windows are situated on the upper part of the facade, while above the entrance is a small prothyrum framing a mosaic depicting the saint. The 3-story bell tower at the back of the church continues to mark time in the town. The interior of the church is divided into 3 naves and is covered by a barrel vaults with lunettes. Here, the light filters delicately down into the recesses housing the statues of St. Anthony, St. Francis, St. Michael Archangel, Our Lady of the Well, and the Immaculate Virgin. In the heart of the apse, a coloured mosaic depicts Christ risen, dressed in a white tunic and red cloak, surrounding by golden rays on a sky composed of blue and golden tiles. However, it is the 3-dimensional statue of the Saint Vitus that captures the eye and the heart. Every year on the 15th of June, the balconies of the town are decorated with flowers and an atmosphere of ancient times prevails. The simulacrum of the saint is carried around the roads of Palo del Colle, accompanied by prayers and devotional songs. This parish has organised many initiatives, including the journal Il Faro Palese, founded by Don Giuseppe Di Mauro. It was originally a parish magazine, but for the 50 years now it has been the monthly voice of Palo and the neighbouring towns, even reaching emigrants all over the world.